Welcome to the Trinity Reformed Church podcast. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.
Our exhortation this morning comes from two passages. The first is Philippians chapter 2, verse 14, which says, Do all things without complaining or disputing. And our second passage is from Romans 12, 18, which says, If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. This morning, I want to draw your attention to the sin of constantly engaging in arguments. Dorothy Sayers talks about the dialectic stage of learning when early teens become sassy and argumentative. Parents of teenagers know this phase well, that phase where your child believes that every battle must be fought and every battle and every hill is worth dying on. Probably one of the reasons, by the way, that in Plato's Republic, Socrates argues that men shouldn't be taught logic until they're 30. Unfortunately, many never grow out of this phase. While it's important to help our kids learn how to think and how to argue well, we must also model when it is appropriate to argue and what kinds of arguments that we are to engage in. We must teach them also that frequently arguments are sinful. Many times, for example, we argue because we're bored. Like the busybodies that Paul mentions who gossip and meddle in other people's affairs. Social media. Proverbs said, He who passes by and meddles in a quarrel, not his own, is like one who takes a dog by the ears. Not a terribly wise idea. Bored people tend to bicker all the time. So go find something interesting and something valuable to do instead of picking fights with your siblings or with strangers on the internet. So sometimes we argue because we're bored. We also argue because we are rebellious fools. Proverbs 18:6 says, A fool's lips walk into a fight. I like that image of your lips walking into a fight. A fool's lips walk into a fight, and his mouth invites a beating. And Proverbs 23 says, It is honorable for a man to stop striving, since any fool can start a quarrel. In other words, don't fool yourself into thinking that you are smart, that you're arguing because you're smart. Any idiot can start a fight. It takes an honorable man to shut down an argument. So we argue because we're bored or because we're fools, but frequently our argument is really just a way of complaining. We don't like what our parent or boss or government has told us to do. So instead of obeying cheerfully, we argue and dispute the merit of the command. Wouldn't it be better if I took the trash out tomorrow? Those kinds of things. In Galatians 5, we get this list of the fruits of the Spirit that we're all aware of. But there's another list in Galatians 5, and it's the fruits, it's the works of the flesh. There are 17 things on the list. I won't list them all. But there are four that are types of arguments. So four of the 17 in the list of the works of the flesh are something about arguments. Here they are: hatred, contentions, outbursts of wrath, and dissensions. So four different kinds of ways of arguing, or that you could argue that arguments are in that list. However, the glorious thing is that the list of the fruits of the Spirit, that every single one of those fruits shuts down a sinful argument. Think about it. Love shuts down an argument. Joy shuts down an argument. Peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Paul concludes Galatians 5 by saying, Those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. So the exhortation this morning is to live in the Spirit. Live peaceably with all men, especially those within our homes and within our churches, without complaining, without disputing.
thanks for listening. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.